Text 44.
Now, what news on the Rialto?
Why, yet it lives there unchecked that Antonio hath a ship of rich lading wrecked on the narrow seas. The Goodwins, I think they call the place, a very dangerous flat and fatal, where the carcasses of many a tall ship lay buried, as they say, if my gossip report be an honest woman of her word.
I would she were as lying a gossip in that as ever napped ginger, or made her neighbours believe she wept for the death of a third husband. But it is true, without any slips of prolixity or crossing the plain highway of talk, that the good Antonio, the honest Antonio, oh, that I had a title good enough to keep his name company!
Come, the full stop.
Ha! What sayest thou? Why, the end is, he hath lost a ship.
I would it might prove the end of his losses.
Let me say amen betimes, lest the devil cross my prayer, for here he comes in the likeness of a Jew. How now, Shylock? What news among the merchants?
You knew, none so well as you, of my daughter's flight.
That's certain. I, for my part, knew the tailor that made the wings she flew withal.
And Shylock, for his own part, knew the bird was fledged. And then it is the complexion of them all to leave the dam.
She is damned for it.
That's certain, if the devil may be her judge.
My own flesh and blood to rebel.
Out upon it, old carrion. Rebels it at these years?
I say my daughter is my flesh and my blood.
There is more difference between thy flesh and hers than between jet and ivory. More between your bloods than there is between red wine and Rhenish. But tell us, do you hear whether Antonio have had any loss at sea or no?
There I have another bad match. A bankrupt, a prodigal, who dare scarce show his head on the Rialto. A beggar that was used to come so smug upon the mart. Let him look to his bond. He was wont to call me usurer. Let him look to his bond. He was wont to lend money for a Christian courtesy. Let him look to his bond.
Why, I am sure if he forfeit, thou wilt not take his flesh. What's that good for?
To bait fish withal. If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. He hath disgraced me and hindered me half a million. Laughed at my losses, mocked at my gains, scorned my nation. Thwarted my bargains, cooled my friends, heated mine enemies. And what's his reason? I am a Jew. Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions? Fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, healed by the same means, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is? If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. If a Jew wrong a Christian, what is his humility? Revenge. If a Christian wrong a Jew, what should his sufferance be by Christian example? Why, revenge. The villainy you teach me, I will execute. And it shall go hard, but I will better the instruction.